Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic swagger. You know that feeling when you're just going through the motions, kind of drifting from one thing to the next, unsure of what truly matters. Ever feel like you're playing someone else's game instead of creating your own? Well, today we're diving into something super powerful: self-awareness. It's like having a built-in GPS for your life, helping you figure out where you're going and why you're going there. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-help cliche, hear me out. This isn't about fluffy affirmations or pretending to be someone you're not. It's about getting real with yourself, understanding what truly drives you, and aligning your actions with your values. Think of it like this. Your values are your compass, guiding you through the storms of life. Without them, you're just a leaf blown around by the wind. So, how do we unlock this inner GPS? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, identify your core values. What matters most to you? Is it honesty, creativity, independence, adventure, connection? Jot down a list of words that resonate with you. Think about times in your life when you felt truly fulfilled. What were those moments fueled by? Now, let's get real. Are you living in alignment with these values? Sometimes we find ourselves caught up in routines or expectations that don't actually reflect who we are at our core. Second, be mindful of your thoughts and emotions. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. What triggers stress? What brings you joy? What stories are you telling yourself about the world and your place in it? Becoming aware of these patterns helps you understand what truly influences your behavior. It's like becoming a detective of your own mind. Third, seek feedback from trusted sources. We often have blind spots when it comes to ourselves. Talking to friends, family, or mentors who know you well can provide valuable insights into your strengths and areas for growth. Remember, feedback is a gift, even if it's not always easy to hear. It's an opportunity to learn and evolve. Fourth, practice self-reflection regularly. Schedule time for introspection, whether it's through journaling, meditation, or simply taking a walk in nature. Create space to connect with your inner voice and explore your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like checking in with yourself. Are you feeling aligned? What adjustments need to be made? And finally, be patient with yourself. This is a life-on journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel lost. The key is to keep showing up for yourself, practicing self-compassion, and celebrating your progress along the way. Now let me tell you about a time when I really had to work on my self-awareness. I was leading this big project at work, feeling super stressed and constantly running myself ragged. My anxiety was through the roof, and I wasn't sleeping well. Then, one day, I had this realization I was completely out of alignment with my values. I value creativity, collaboration, and making a positive impact. But I was so caught up in meeting deadlines and appeasing others that I'd forgotten about those things. So I took a step back, reassessed the situation, and made some changes. I started delegating tasks, prioritizing quality over quantity, and focusing on projects that truly aligned with my passions. The result? Less stress, more creativity, and a sense of fulfillment I hadn't felt before. Self-awareness isn't just about knowing your strengths and weaknesses, it's about living in harmony with what truly matters to you. It's about creating a life that reflects your values and brings you genuine joy. Remember, this journey is all about progress, not perfection. So, take those first steps, identify your core values, pay attention to your inner world, and seek feedback from trusted sources. You've got this. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and self-awareness in the comments below or tag me on social media using #TheStoicLifePodcast. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of our journey to building calm confidence together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic swagger, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.